University of Washington student Andrew Lewis has a couple of things he'd like King County Council members to keep in mind as they decide whether to add $20 to car license fees to maintain transit service. First of all, he says 10% of Metro's ridership comes from UW employees and students. And he says a lot of the students who live in Bellevue or in South Seattle will have a hard time if their bus route is cut.
Those people that can't afford to live on campus and have to keep living with their parents and rely on the U-Pass as their method to get to school, they're going to be adversely impacted by this very deeply. And that's not only going to be bad for their academic future, it's going to be bad for our region's economy.
Because he says people who don't have a way to school will be forced to make some tough choices, like
whether it's worth it to stick it out at the University of Washington or try to seek some other way to make a future for themselves.
Lewis is head of government relations for the Associated Students of the University of Washington. He and other student leaders have been speaking out at a series of public hearings sponsored by the King County Council. Council members are split on the car tab fee. Democrats favor the temporary tax as a way to preserve Metro bus service. Without the fee, they point out, bus service will be cut by 17%. Republicans on the council say they oppose raising car tab fees without a vote of the people. The council is expected to decide the issue by the end of the month. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.